Well, markets reacting to what the WASD had to say this morning. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Mark Gold joins us with Top 30 Division of StoneX to kind of break down the numbers. And I guess to start with, what was your initial reaction, Mark, when you saw the data and then how the markets reacted?
Well, when I saw the corn number and then corn, you know, broke a good 5, 6, 8 cents off its highs, I thought, uh-oh, here we go. Not going to be good. And then we came storming right back. Very impressive. At the moment, corn's up 8.5 cents at 428 and a quarter, just a quarter cent off our highs. That's just right at or just right on the 100-day moving average. I think we need to close over 428 and a quarter to close over that average. But it's a remarkable performance here in this corn market. It came out with the interesting part was they raised acres by 1.3 million acres. That was a big surprise to this market. They did lower the yield 2.1, but it wasn't as low as it could have been. They were looking for 186.1. They got 186.7. So it's still a big yield, still a big production number. We're at 16.8 billion bushels of corn, and the market's going to close. Looks like, you know, 8.5, 9 higher. We're making new highs as we speak right now. So very impressive close. I think if we can close up here, it certainly indicates that the funds may have finally thrown in the towel. Are we going to see something positive out of this report? You know, if it's enough to trigger the funds in, you know, we can certainly move higher out here. The bean number, you know, we came in just 1/10 of a bushel lower, but we did increase acres by 200,000 acres. So it gave us a carryout on the beans at 300 million, which is higher than I think it ought to be. The corn carryout was only down 7 million. They were looking for it to be down about 90 million, but they did raise exports 100,000, which I thought was interesting. On the beans, they increased the crush 15 million, but lowered exports 20 million. I think those numbers are fairly reasonable. But, you know, I'm still, as far as the bean yield goes, I just don't see, you know, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, and Tennessee coming up with the numbers that they posted. So, you know, I think it's a smaller crop getting smaller, in my opinion, and we'll see where we take it. But, you know, overall, the beans are up 12 right now. They've been up 15, 16 cents. I think it's a very strong close out here. Even the wheat now just turned higher. Just made new highs up 0.5 cent. We're up 0.25 right now. The wheat numbers really weren't bearish per se. The stocks on stocks on wheat were down 25 million for the U.S., but the world stocks numbers on wheat up 4.1 million metric tons. That pushed the wheat down 6-7 cents after the report. It's coming back on the strength of the corn and the bean. So it's been kind of a wild, interesting day here, and that's what I'm seeing.
Well, you know, and I find it interesting too, Mark. I mean, we talk about, especially this morning, they were talking about disease pressure. Iowa State saying this is some of the worst that they've seen in a long time in Iowa. I've heard those same concerns when you look over at Illinois. But still, you look, for example, they're still talking record yield potential in many of these states.
Yeah, I don't get it. You know, we were at Husker Harvest Days Tuesday and Wednesday, and all I kept hearing from Nebraska farmers were the northern rust and a little bit of tar spot, certainly affecting the corn out there. They're just praying that they don't get a big wind before harvest out here. So, you know, I really doubt these USDA numbers. I don't know what's in back of them, but I think they're way over projecting. And where do they find another 1.3 million acres out here, you know, this late in the season? I just don't get it. So it is what it is, but the good news is, the corn and the beans and the wheat have said, sorry, we don't believe it either, and we're going higher. So that's all good news as far as I'm concerned.
You know, one area we don't talk about very much on the WASD report is the livestock side of it. And it should come as no surprise. We saw a drop in poundages just subscribed or talked about by the USDA.
Well, you know, we're down right now $6.50 on the feeders. We're down $2.25 on the fats. The charts really look bad after the day if we closed out here. We had the limit down day. We followed it with two up days. now making new lows for this leg of the move. There'll be a low for the week. You know, the 10-day is crossing the 20-day moving average. I don't see anything positive, and if grain prices are going higher, that's certainly not going to help the cattle prices out here. So as I've been saying, you know, really for the last while, not protecting historic high prices in the cattle is a mistake, whether you use LRP or whether you use put options, whether you sell the futures and buy a call. Something had to be done up here, and it's still not too late. I mean, look at you, you got October feeders at almost 346. You guys have only dreamed of those prices out here. And now maybe because we're $10, $12 off the highs, you don't want to sell it. You know, believe me, you need some protection out here, and you need it right now.
So then how do you expect this, Mark, to set the tone for Sunday night's trade?
Well, if we close up here, I would expect beans to be higher, corn higher, wheat higher. You know, unless there's, you know, some major announcement by the president over the weekend. Some of this may be the fact that, you know, China and the U.S. are at least talking. There's another meeting, I guess, coming up in Madrid. They're going to try to set something up for this summit. I think it's in October now. And, you know, maybe we'll get a deal done. I think the market's certainly hoping for that. I am, for sure. And maybe that's what we're seeing out here, is maybe we'll finally see some good Chinese news. But I don't think we'll see really any Chinese demand until really after the first of the year. But we'll see. You know, there's so many moving parts in this world today. Any little thing can change things overnight.
Very well put. Well, thanks so much, Mark Gold, joining us today. A quick reminder to everybody that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Friday Market Wrap-Up on the American Ag Network.